Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. I hope this one finds you well, and I hope you haven't been amongst those people who have been giving themselves lateral flow tests on the hour, every hour, to make sure that they haven't got the Rona. Well, I'm sure if you're pure blood, you obviously wouldn't be doing that. And it does amuse me that the 100,000 people who have been doing that are all, they're all double, triply jabbed. You know, these people are lunatics, but maybe we'll save that for another podcast. Here's the question under discussion in this podcast. Why did Boris Johnson refrain from bringing in more restrictions post-Christmas Day? We saw them being brought in Scotland, we saw them being brought in Wales, and we saw them being brought in here in Northern Ireland. So they've been brought in everywhere else but England. And remember, all these administrations are looking at exactly the same data. So if the same information is available to them, why are they making different decisions? Well, we know the little authoritarians in Holyrood and in Cardiff and in Belfast. They just love, these people are just drunk on the heady aroma of power. They have power over us and they love it. So we know why they do it, but Boris didn't do it. Why? I think a lot of people, me included, thought that he would do it. But I guess there's three reasons I would offer you why I think it didn't happen. In the first instance, we probably underestimated the impact of that huge 100-odd MP rebellion in his own ranks most recently when he did bring through the previous set of restrictions. And a lot of his own comrades on the Conservative benches didn't like it. It was a huge backbench rebellion. Did he want to face another one? Because assuredly he would have had to, because he'd agreed to recall Parliament in the event of any further restrictions. So that would have meant and given those MPs a chance to potentially gain even further fellow travellers and make the rebellion even bigger. So I don't think he fancied that. That's a political consideration for Boris Johnson. And that may be why he's held back. Of course, bear in mind, just because he's held back between now and New Year doesn't mean things change in January. So we're really only talking about the next, you know, 4 or 5 days. Then there's a second reason, and it's this. The May 2022, which is harder to say than you might think, May 22 has the local council elections again being held the length and breadth of England. Now, many Conservative candidates will be standing in those elections. And if you look at the recent opinion polls, Labour are ahead of the Conservatives, predominantly because people despise Boris Johnson. So do you think that another reason potentially factored into this calculation has been the Conservatives thinking, well, do we want to screw ourselves over for May or not? Because these elections won't be happening in Scotland or Wales or Northern Ireland, so they can do with the hell whatever they want. But in England, it's different. So I think there could be a degree of consideration given to the fact that they're going to have to go to the voters. And do they want to go to the voters, having messed them up at Christmas, messed them up in the new year? I'm not so sure that they do. So there's that factor. And then there's the third one, which is perhaps the most interesting and most ominous one of all. And I think we need to talk about it. And it's this. On Vaccine Radio this morning, on the programme hosted by the truly appalling James Max. James Max, who makes Julia Hartley Brewer seem like a stalwart rebel. He had a senior Conservative MP called Tobias Elwood on. Now, you may know Tobias Elwood. Tobias is a leader of the, or a prominent 77th Brigade. Just Google 77th Brigade up to see what I mean. And he gave a very, very interesting, interview, during which he actually said with a straight face that, you know, when it came to like mandatory vaccinations, look, the way to stop mandatory vaccinations is if everybody gets the vaccine. Now, he said that with a straight face. He played it down the line. So what? Say what? Well, the only way to stop mandatory vaccines is to get the vaccine. Yeah, but and essentially then you're making it mandatory, aren't you? You're forcing it on me. Could this be Boris Johnson's plan? Could Boris Johnson be proposing that in 22, what happens is that in England, they hold lighter touch restrictions, but harder touch push on jabs? Could they bring in mandatory jabs in England? Could they simply say, look, we just got to protect the NHS? So that means we're going to have to, you know, in April, we're going to make sack all those NHS workers who don't take the jab. So maybe by the summer, we can start sacking other people who don't take the jab. And that way, what we do is we get more and more take up of the killer jabs without having to go too hard down the restrictions route. Is this possible? So there's three reasons. It could be the backbench rebellion, the 100 plus MPs that rebelled. It could be an eye on the May 22 local council elections, which have significance for the Conservative Party in England. And it could be, and the most ominous one is to say, a desire to drive mandatory jabs, which of course they've been watching other countries around the world driving. So could it be any one of these, or could it be all of these combined? I'm not sure, but I certainly don't think that, contrary to some of the garbage I've read in the media, Boris is suddenly, he's found his inner libertarian instincts again. He's had a moment of mea culpa. I realize I've done wrong and now I'm going to leave you alone. No, he's not. This is essentially still a government in an abusive relationship with the British people. The government sort of saying, well, you know, for the time being, I mightn't hit you, but come January, I'm not sure I can hold back. Don't think I can hold back. Who knows? But either which way, I think it is interesting to watch this divergence in the UK and wonder, since it's based on data, how long can it continue to be like this? How long can you have the sort of ludicrous lockdowns in Scotland and in Wales and Northern Ireland at the same time as there's pretty much nothing happening in England? It's really, really strange. Be interested in hearing your thoughts on this one. But that's it for me for now. Speak soon.